Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Archers of the North. I am joined by three archers today. How we doing?
I think technically the sentence would be you're joined by two archers, right?
I am joined
Josh, that's our first bleep moment.
I am part of three archers who have joined because I joined as well.
He is also an archer. Yes, that was as smooth an entrance as we could possibly
good start,
get. That's
boys.
About as good as we've ever had.
Woo, you sound like one of those
the North. Yeah.
One of those kids in high school who like didn't go to the party where drinking happened, and you're like, I'm never alone. I have me. And it's like, oh no, come on.
I do this thing all the time where I include myself in the count of things. Like, oh, so who was all there? It was me, and it's like, yeah. Of course I was there. I'm the one telling the story. I'm just doing my inner icing. You know, ice is just
cool. Right. If I had a party, not that many people came. So it was like, oh, well, I don't want to say 9 people came. 10 people came. I was one of the people who also, you know, went to the party.
Or you could take the Trump lawyer approach and just say it was a non-zero number.
Ooh. Stick to sports. Jesse,
I was so funny. That's the most legal thing to call it a non-zero number.
Oh my gosh.
I will admit there was a non-zero number. That's so legal. I love that. I'm going to start using that way more often. I have a non-zero number of issues with how this podcast is starting.
It's not one either. So it's not a one.
You can't give away that info. You can't give away that info.
You can't let them know. Yeah.
That's too detailed. That's my fault. Yep, my fault.
Well, you never made it through law school. That's why you failed out as an L1. I want to start with a real quick somber moment, and then we'll move on from there. Oh, somber. I got to foster a dog the last couple of weeks. Absolutely lovely.
Roscoe!
His name was Roscoe. He was featured prominently on the last pod due to his inability to catch his ball occasionally and forcing me to find it in the dark. But the main thing I want to say was twofold, actually. One, he is currently adopted with the Humane Society. I understand that there are purebreds and they're beautiful and that they're trained, etc. There are many, many gorgeous adoptable dogs. I cannot strongly enough encourage people to at least look at your local shelters and rescues and Humane Societies for your dogs. They are incredible. They are loving. This was one of the most well-trained, amazing dogs. And the other thing I have to say just real quick, though, is on a different note, he was surrendered. He's a 3-year-old dog who was surrendered because someone moved and couldn't keep him. And I don't want to make a judgment about that individual, but I want to make just a general claim that a dog is a really long-term commitment. A dog is, you don't take a, don't give dog, we have the holiday season coming up. Don't give dogs as pets.
Oh, man.
Don't give animals as pets. They are like a massive 10 to 12 year commitment. And I bawled my eyes out dropping off Roscoe, and I had to mute my mic working with a student today because I was crying. But like, even then, like, while I love the heck out of him, I know that I'm renting right now. I know that I don't know if I'm gonna live in Minneapolis for the rest of my free, like, you know, I just can't make an 8 to 12 year commitment. Tim, but like, that's just really important to have as a thought. I encourage everyone to who wants an animal to adopt and to look into it, but just to understand that it's not like this, like, oh, like, you know, we're in quarantine. I should buy an animal. Like, no, like, COVID's not going to last the age of a dog, hopefully. Knock on wood. Good God. Okay, knocked on wood. We're good. But, like, those are my two things. Look to adopt and be ready for a very long commitment so that you don't have to surrender your animal and you can love them for many, many years because they
like
will
that.
Love you for as long as you have them.
So we'll go Kim, adopt one right now. But you're probably not ready, so don't. Please don't adopt one.
Yeah, it's a real mixed message is what we're starting with.
Go get Roscoe, but don't.
Please don't.
Go get Roscoe, but you're not ready. You know you're not ready. Yeah, I didn't mean to instill doubt. If you're ready, go for it. I just, you know, anything short term, like, oh, I wanted to get a dog because, you know, I'm just having a tough time right now. Like, okay, okay.
Right, don't do all that. Right. Get a cat.
Whatever. Get a hamster. They don't live that long.
Right.
You know?
Animals that, like, don't matter as much, but dogs.
Let's give our animals that matter. Let's give our animals that matter ranking. All right. Let's just start
with
the most important animal.
Dogs, very clearly number one.
Wait a second. In the world or in, like, just in general? Is that what
we're
talking
about? Let's clarify this question. We're saying, which animals would you feel the most guilty about giving up on? So dogs are number one. And now let's go with, like, you know, I'd more easily give up on a cat than a dog. Let's frame it in that way. That seems right.
Yeah, okay, this is great. Let's do reverse order. What's the animal you're going to give up on in like half a second? I'd give up on like a mouse or a guinea pig, just over, just done, you know? Like, I'm giving up. It's like, I look at it, I don't see the look in the eyes that I want to see. It's just over, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's understandable, yeah.
I don't know exactly what that implies. But okay, no, all right. I get
over.
The look I don't want, and it's just done. It's over.
I don't know how much clearer I have to be. It's done.
We're having guinea pig for dinner, boys.
We didn't get to share our stories about Roscoe. I feel a little slighted. Can we go around and share our Roscoe stories?
Let's go first. One time I went there, and we were really getting really Wait.
You and Roscoe?
That's okay.
Yeah.
That is a bleep. Is that a bleep? That's a bleep, I suppose. I feel like
I have to bleep out the whole section now.
Right. Well, if we're going to talk about Roscoe or Roscoe's, then there's going to be a lot of bleeping.
Say lemonade, you fool.
Yeah.
So if I might, that game that you played that you sent a Snapchat story of where he stood at the top of the stairs and he tossed the ball directly to him, he caught it, and then he just dropped it back down the stairs to you is insane. That a dog was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is exactly
what
I want to do.
And like, the thing is that was funny is like, I actually managed to play it while like meeting with a student because he would wait at the top of the stairs. I would go in for like 15 minutes and I'd come out and he'd be sitting there like, yo, the ball's at the bottom of the stairs. I'm like, dude, like I've been away for so many minutes. And like, he would just be standing there. I was like, oh my God. And that I will admit, that was the most heartbreaking part about dropping him off is because like, I was convinced he loved that ball more than anything. He didn't give a crap about me as long as he had that ball. Like, he had this orange ball that he loved. And so to make the, like, drop-off a little easier, I, like, brought the orange ball with. And so I was like, all right, here's your ball. And started to walk away. And he just dropped the ball and just pulled on his leash to come to me.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, this is gonna – I'm going to think about that for years when I'm in dark places. And like, just didn't like,
wow.
Like the, it was like, I was like, it was tough. Cause I was like trying to keep it together. Like I fostered this dog for 2 weeks. There was an adult human coming to pick up this animal. I'm like, I can't have a great day with him.
Treat him so good.
And she was,
treat him so good.
She was just like, hey, like, cause a lot of people foster many animals. It happened all the time. Right. And she's like, how was the fostering? And I was like, he did great. He did really great. He did so great. And I was like, oh my God. Like I like, couldn't, like she was super sweet. She picked up on it and was like, oh, like we're gonna get him his forever home. And I was like, okay, you do that. And just like lost it multiple. Aww. But like, yeah, it was good. It was great, wonderful time with him. It was awesome. So thank you all. Thank
so
you.
One more follow-up.
Josh, sharing your story.
No. Yeah, that's I thought it was important that I bring up my Roscoe stories because I knew that was what was gonna be make it meaningful for everyone. So just a quick tangent on what you said, Jesse, about gifting animals. Do any of you guys know anyone who's gotten an animal as a gift for a holiday? Because I literally can't think
fish.
Of does that happen?
Not for a holiday, but I've definitely like people have given people fish, but I've never gotten one. But yeah, it's a thing. I mean, there's a reason Jesse said it, right? Like that's a thing that
for
happens.
Sure.
It's messed
people,
up.
People it, give people like here's an animal.
Yeah,
like,
you have
box,
to have very low
like...
self awareness or like understanding of like what someone wants. But yeah, people do that. Yeah, it's not okay.
No, but I mean like
that's weird.
We all of like the majority of my pets came as gifts, but that's because my parents bought them, and that's different because they when they bought them, they were like, yeah, we're gonna take care of this animal. You know, like, but like the main one is like, don't like give like, you know, you're like, like I'm gonna give my girlfriend a puppy. Like, you sure she wants a puppy or like, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like there's just, you know, I think it's very similar to a tattoo. You know, there's got to be some long term thought before you do that. You know what I mean? So if you haven't picked up on it, Josh, you're getting a tattoo for Christmas this year from me. So get ready for that, bud.
Quick check in. Does anyone have tattoos in this pod right now?
I do not. Do you guys?
I do not. But my follow up, I do not think Josh does either.
No.
No, I don't.
Are any of you considering one? Because I have definitely been considering one for a substantial amount of time, and pre-COVID almost did it, but it feels like not exactly the COVID thing that you would do, you know? But I'm curious.
I have not. No, I've not even considered it. What about you, Josh?
I have definitely considered it, but that was around the same time that I considered getting my ears pierced. That was just a weird time in general for me. so I haven't considered it in a rational state. No, I have not done that. You know, one of my things was when I was in elementary school, I really wanted to get my braces off. And as soon as I was going to get my braces off, I was going to get my ear pierced. And, then it never happened. You know, ear piercing got to be really, status quo-y when we were in middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm. Right. You wanted to be cooler than the people that got their their ears pierced to be cool. Dang.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So I've never considered what tattoo I would get or what kind of earrings I would wear if I got my ear pierced. I don't know if I'm like a loop earring guy or more like a stud
Gold hoops.
Guy.
Gold hoops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like multiple hoops coming down or like the really heavy ones or the gauges. Maybe I'm a gauge guy.
Ooh, I feel like you'd look good in gauges. I don't think gauges look good on anyone necessarily,
no.
But
I think you pull them off. I don't think I love that. Like, has anyone considered a tattoo? And I was like, yeah, I've been considering one for a while. And Josh followed up with, yeah, when I was like 7 and in a dark place, I did too.
Yeah, for real.
Like, okay, well, never mind. I would like to immediately retract that I've ever considered a tattoo beyond the age of 20. Who does that, right? It's nutty.
Yeah, I think when I was 3, I told my mom I wanted to get a tattoo on my back. And since then, no, I haven't thought of it, no.
Jesse, what's your dream tattoo? You got to tell us now.
So the main one I was considering actually, is while it's cheesy, would be a very small pound symbol, the Luther pound symbol. I played Frisbee on pound because it did actually mean a ton in terms of my development as a human to be on that team and to lead at points on that team and to be partake on that team. And so if I was going to get one, I'd get a very small one, and I don't want to get it anywhere like visible, like with shorts and a short sleeve shirt. So my thought is like, but I want to be able to see it. I don't understand people get tattoos that you can't see, you know, like a shoulder blade tattoo.
Right.
I don't
right.
wait. You oh you mean
yeah, the
you
human being
own. You mean the person who got
the
it.
Human being can't see. I don't understand those tattoos. I guess
it's, wait, we can't take that back. We have to bleep that whole thing out. One of our like 3 listeners has a lion tattoo on his back in that exact spot that you just mentioned, like the shoulder blade area. So we have to bleep that whole thing out.
You know what I can't stand? Our listeners. I can't stand them.
But
no, I just saved it, guys. Don't worry. I just saved it.
I would want to get it. I think here's my main issue. I actually want to get it very small, probably like maybe 2 inches on my rib cage, like right below my chest. But I've heard that rib cage tattoos are just horribly painful. It's just on bone, you know? And I am not good with pain. I you know, I cry to stub toes. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to immediately.
It sounds terrible, yeah. Ugh. You're like volunteering, yeah, to have someone just
stab
it
you repeatedly
so
with a needle.
Right, right.
I don't think I'm going to follow
but
up.
Then it's there forever, I don't know.
I don't think I'm going to follow up, you know, breaking down in front of a veterinary adult while I drop my dog off with crying in front of the tattoo artist while he tattoos a small two. So it's like just a little tiny one on your chest. Yep. Oh, God, it hurts so much. Yeah, I think that's just not where I'm going to go with this, but we'll see. You know, we'll see.
You just did. You were there now. So.
Oh, listen. Also, like listeners, if you have any tattoo ideas for us, you know, like specifically for Kai,
oh,
maybe
yeah.
If you have a tattoo idea
like
for
that.
Kai, he's agreed.
I
guess to get a tattoo now, right? We heard that before.
Yeah,
he is
we're
now
gonna
officially
we're gonna make
agreed.
A poll. We're gonna make a poll on Twitter. What is Kai's next tattoo? And feel free to just add us.
Wait,
at,
you guys don't know? Kai's the one who has the big lion on his shoulder blade.
Oh, gosh.
So that's embarrassing.
Oh wow. I didn't I guess in a very ice fashion, I didn't know we were including ourselves as one of our 3 listeners. But that kind of lines
tonight,
up with
tonight Kai is
full circle.
Tonight we didn't announce this listeners, but tonight Kai is one of the listeners because he is what is he? He's in class. He's doing grad school, he's getting smart.
Yeah, he is.
Our boy getting smarter. So we're proud of him every day.
For all those listeners out there, tattoo lists or tattoo full, we got a second segment on NFL midseason awards that we're doing.
Let's do it. And yeah, midseason NFL.
Third segment trivia challenge in which hopefully Ice can now take down back-to-back pod members after his slaying of Kai Hedstrom.
The word on the street, listeners, is that you can wager points again. And as you guys know from last time, that was my bread and butter. So I'm excited to do that.
I'm going for the daily double in this trivia. I'm gonna keep hunting the daily doubles.
Mm. Awesome, I love it. Well, I want to tie. Josh, make sure we tie so Jesse has to scramble for something.
Oh, I'm proud of this. This one, I put some time in. All right, whatever. I hope you enjoy the rest of the pod with me and the three others here, including me.
All right, welcome back, listeners. This is actually an ad straight from us this time. We don't have Hingle McCringleberry in here this time. This is me, Ice, your boy, and Jesse and Josh, we can pretend, is also here. So I wanted to come at you today with a new business venture. This is my own, like I said. And it is a tattoo parlor. Now, I am a tattoo artist. You probably can't tell from the last one, but it's a starting thing. I'm just starting to become one. And what I specialize in is lower back tattoos. So Jesse actually has it says Tramp for Life. We can bleep that. But hey, I gotta tell him what it says, right?
We don't even need to bleep it when you find out that I am an avid trampoline artist.
Yep. Tramp for life. So, Jesse, tell us about your experience with the tattoo that I gave you, because I want the listeners to understand kind of where, how it went. I really want to be able to launch this business.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, if anyone's ever gotten a formal tattoo before, you know they use a tattoo gun, right? The idea behind a tattoo gun is that it very rapidly injects back and forth. It's a highly oscillatory pen that stabs you. Ice has taken that entirely out of the equation. It's 100% manual. He takes a gun, but he does not plug it in. He just stabs you repeatedly, very quickly.
The metaphor that I like to use with my clients, that is that a tattoo gun might be like a sewing machine. Mine is more like a sewing needle. I like to slowly, carefully sew, if you will, your skin with a kind of, actually it is. I sew the tattoos in. That is what happens. Mm-hmm. Jesse has little, you know, it's a little cloth, but it's under the skin. So what I'm wondering, Jesse, I had a client last time tell me about some infections. How have you had any of those? Probably not, right?
In relation to the tattoo, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've had many infections and the majority of them in relation to the tattoo. But I will say I have never met a nicer staff than an infectious disease. Nope, disease now is where we're going. You gave me an infectious disease, but I met a wonderful hospital staff around it. And I would say, if anything, it was an opportunity. I now had a tattoo. I was able to show off the tattoo to the medical staff. It was just kind of an easy, obvious way to be like, hey, look at my tattoo. So if anything, it benefited my ability to raise awareness about the tattoo. So that part actually was a free bonus, I would say.
And it was
free
a benefit bonus for everyone who got to see it. So if you will tweet out a picture of Jesse's lower back tattoo, it is a skull and some crossbones, and then there's some other stuff alongside of it. But if you are interested, please give me a call.
Are you allowed to sing other people's music? Is that legally okay? Because it sounded somewhat like Pirates of the Caribbean beginning.
It was a little bit different of a song. There's a song called Shipping Off to Boston.
I'm dumb.
Regardless. No, I think you can. I'm pretty sure you can. Here's the thing. If we monetize these, then we're not allowed to use other people's music. That said, we hardly at all. So,
Yeah, we make a very shockingly low amount of money. For anyone out there who's wondering, you know, if this is our main source of income, not yet.
Not yet. We're getting
not
there.
Yet.
We've moved up to what do we make now? Like, it used to be like 50 cents a pod total. I don't know what
yeah,
we're at now.
That's a very clear distinction to make. 50 cents a pod total.
Right. Not I don't know what we're at now, but anyway.
But I would say I think the main issue for us now, you know, the money is good. I think it's just that we don't have the benefit, like being self-employed in this economy. It's just not realistic. But, you know, and maybe if we keep continuing with the sponsorships, we'll be able to find that, you know, we're working through it. We're working.
Right. No one's making all of their income on a podcast right now. There's no one in the whole industry that is. So once that comes back,
unrealistic.
We will too. Yep.
Unrealistic. All right. We're halfway through the NFL season, huh?
Week 9 or week 10 or whatever the halfway point is. How about that? I think we're getting close to week 9, right? No, I have no idea. We're halfway through. Exactly.
It's week 10. It's week 10. Most teams have played 8 games. Some teams have played 9.
Wow. Well, it's been fantastic for me. My fantasy team is 2-7. The team I'm supposed to root for is 0-9. We're just living. We're just living out here.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough aggregate there, you know, 2-16. Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least like your actual team you cheer for is doing all right, you know,
right.
like, you know, the fake fandom team that we gave you. It adds, you post a lot about them.
I've committed to the bit fully. I've got some Detroit-esque stats for you. Are you ready?
Please go for it. Yes.
Okay. So if you remember, we were talking about the Detroit Red Wings back when actually no one remembers because that pod is gone. But it was all about point differential, you know, and that really tells a lot about a team. Because, like, for instance, we've got the Chargers here. The Chargers are 2-6. What's their point differential? Negative 11. You know, that means that on those 6 losses, they're sticking pretty close. They're at least making it competitive, you know? We have the second worst team in point differential in the NFL right now is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Their point differential is negative 68, okay, on the season. So they've scored 179 points. They've allowed 247, negative 68. Any guesses for what the Jets' point differential is at this point in the season?
How many games have they played?
The Jets have played 9 games, and it is more than the Jaguars, which was 68 for the record. It was more than 68, or less than 68.
And what was the Chargers again?
11.
Okay.
Yeah.
That helps me.
Negative 11.
You.
All right. So what are you thinking for the Jets? Jets. You know the Jets.
What's the Jaguars again?
This is gonna go great for our later quiz section. You're already perfecting the questions, and then just make a response that says no, the other one, and then I just have to guess what you mean. That'll be perfect.
Jesse, you'll start.
Yeah, I'll start. So the Jaguars were at negative 11.
Negative
the
68.
Chargers were at negative 68.
Perfect.
I guess I would say that I think the Jets are probably at, you know, negative 11. That would be my guess, Ice.
Yep.
I was going to say negative 68. So
all right, lock it in.
You guys perfected it. It is negative 147. Negative 147, which is
so that's God. Almost that's more than 15 points per game they're losing by, right? That's tough.
That's astounding.
So the Jets have not been fun to watch. They have not been a good team so far. That's all I wanted to say about the Jets. Can we please move away from them? Let's talk about some of the surprises. Oh, no, please don't. Let's call it.
Monday night was a good game. It was a fun game. Did you watch that whole game?
I did watch that whole game. And I was sending messages in the chat relatively consistently. And sending screenshots
Okay. I
of
knew
the
that you
chest
watched
pants.
the whole game, but this was for the benefit of the podcaster, Josh.
Oh,
What'd you think of the game?
yeah, okay. I thought that it was perfectly encapsulating the Jets' inability to do anything correctly, that they were beating the Patriots for 3.5 quarters. Like, for almost the whole game, they wanted to give the Patriots the number one pick. In a season where our only goal is to get the number one pick, they're like, no, I think we want the Patriots to have it instead. Yeah, that's great. Good thought, Jets. Adam Gase has been hired to do one thing, and that's lose consistently, and he almost failed at that. He almost failed at losing consistently in this last game.
Okay.
So I could not be more upset with the way the Jets performed on Monday night.
Yeah, I think
But they
how
did
do you
lose.
Yes, they lost.
How do you still, I don't understand, how do you have a job even when the fans have switched from getting mad at you for losing to mad at you for winning? Somewhere around that switch, you should lose your job, right?
Yeah, it seems
Should you
reasonable.
though?
Yeah.
Because, but wouldn't you rather have the guy who's losing so much that like it's inevitable that you're going to lose regardless? You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just lose. I'm sure
Sure, I
the
see what you're
Falcons,
saying.
part of the Falcons fans are like, like Raheem Morris is, I think he's undefeated in his like 2 games that he's played, but like, maybe would rather have Dan Quinn just lose out, right?
Yeah, so
I don't know.
we're here watching the Adam Gase train. It's exciting to watch him continue to lose every week. Must see TV, the JETS Jets. Let's talk about another team or two, huh? Let's spend not our whole segment on this. How about what were our Super Bowl picks? Anyone remember what your Super Bowl picks were, and how are those teams doing? How are you
I
feeling?
do. I picked the Chiefs, which I'm feeling good about, and the Seahawks, which I am lukewarm about.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are on fire, right?
The Chiefs are
And
just so
Russell Wilson
good.
is right. Russell Wilson. So, and we can, this is a segue into your team too, Josh, but the Bills and the Seahawks played this
Super Bowl
weekend,
preview.
and it was not what I was saying. No, but you called Josh Allen as the MVP, and at the beginning of the year he kind of looked like he could be, right?
Like,
And
honestly, I was
then
taking victory laps like way too many. I was taking way too
right,
many
right,
victory
which is, it
laps.
was an incredible call, but that's not what has happened since. But the Seahawks and Russell Wilson, like Russell Wilson threw, I believe he threw 3 picks or turned the ball over 3 times against the Bills. And their defense is just absolute garbage, like really, really bad. And so my pick, I'm not super happy, but I'm not happy with what the Seahawks have been doing. So that's where I'm at. What about you guys? Who did you guys pick?
I want to say I did Chiefs Saints. Someone correct me if I'm wrong.
No one's
None of
gonna
us
remember.
know.
All right.
I remember that Josh picked the Bills.
Kai,
Yep, so
send us a message when you get to this point so we know if Jesse actually picked these teams. Okay, go ahead.
yeah.
There it
All
is.
right.
Yep.
I believe that it was Chiefs Saints. I feel very good about the Chiefs. And after last week, I feel very good about the Saints now too. I mean,
Yeah.
it was touch and go, and I'm not gonna say beating the Bucks is like resets the whole thing, but I think with Michael Thomas, like they're still a very good team, you know? Like I think they are a very good team. So I feel good about it. I wish I hadn't bet against my current tied for first Packers with them. But like the thing is, like tied at the top now is Packers, Saints, Seahawks. So like I think we all doing okay. Chiefs
Yep.
over there. I think our big whiff, and I don't know, maybe we can talk about this next. No one even mentioned the Steelers. I don't think the Steelers were
No,
mentioned like
we
at all.
didn't. Yeah, that's
No, I
really
don't think
weird, isn't
so.
it? Like we should we pro I mean, well, obviously at this point, yeah, it's I think this might be the first podcast mentioned and they haven't lost a game yet this year. So
I definitely mentioned them at one point, but it was very uninteresting. So I'm not surprised that you said them. I was like, hey guys, the Steelers are good, huh? And that's
They
it.
are
I just
good.
don't even Are they? I can mark me down as still like not that they aren't
Oh, yeah.
good, but just are they like that
Oh,
good,
they're good.
you know?
Yeah,
The
yes.
Steelers have a very good point differential there. That's all I'm gonna say. Really, that's all I can say on the spot. No,
Okay, yeah.
their defense is stellar, and but I really don't trust the offense at all. So I get that. And we just got off of a week where they played Garrett, the gunslinger Gilbert,
Garrett Gilbert,
and
yep.
gave up almost a loss, their first loss to the Cowboys, who have been the I mean, the Jets are unwinning. Nope, there's another way to say it, but it's gone now. And somehow the Cowboys have been the worst team in the NFL since Dak's injury, and the Steelers almost lost to that team. So that's not great. That's not a great vote of confidence for the Steelers, but they're undefeated. So what are you going to do? I mean, you take a win when you get a win. Win your way to the Super
Bowl. I'll also say I do actually kind of hate the, like, oh, like, you should have beat him by more. You should have beat him. I do like the mentality some people have where just, you know, a win is a win. Like, yeah, you wanna destroy the bad teams and you wanna be competitive against the good teams. I think it is the NFL. I think it's weird. I think it's COVID. I think it's 2020. Yeah, I think a win is a win. So, yeah, do they look good against the Cowboys? No. But did they come out 1-0 against the Cowboys? Yeah. So, like, you know.
And they've beaten the good teams and they've destroyed the bad teams in the past already. So, yeah, I agree with you. I do think it's concerning, but not that concerning, right? Like, a bad game, right? Bad games happen. I don't know why Garrett Gilbert is so good, but I'm worried that Andy Dalton's going to get just permanently benched for him. Apparently, he's a he's an AAF guy, I think.
Oh,
that's what it is, right? That's what it was called, right?
Yeah.
No, XFL. I don't know. He's one of them.
No. It was AAF. It was AAF, okay. And he won. He was on the team that won the championship, and I say that with quotes because they disbanded before they had a championship. But his team was the best team, so that's good. Jesse and or Ice, if you had to change your Super Bowl pick from the Chiefs, would you do that, knowing what you know now, or are you interested in keeping the Chiefs as a Super Bowl pick?
No.
I mean,
no.
No.
I feel better. I feel better now than I did before.
Yeah. No, the Chiefs are really good. I don't know what to say. You know, it's one of those, it's like a Patriots thing, right, where it's like, oh, I'm going to pick the team that is going to win. But also, I'm going to pick the team that's going to win. And it seems at the moment as though that will be the Chiefs. So
can someone turn that question to me, please, and ask me that question about my Super Bowl pick?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Josh. What do you think about the Titans so far?
they weren't my Super Bowl pick, but I think the Titans are fine.
What do you think about the Texans underperforming? Right?
Yes, they are underperforming. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I think we've made it through this. So, what would be our MVP picks? I feel like it's a three-man race, right?
Yeah, right. I think Russell Wilson is the okay. What, Josh? What do you want to say?
I would just like to formally apologize for the amount of times that I have come on the chat and been the biggest Bills fan known to mankind. It was premature. Okay, the Bills are not that good.
Hold on.
They're fine, but they're not that great. So
well, we just talked about Russell Wilson versus Josh Allen. I mean, this weekend was a pretty good.
This was a good weekend, but I'm diving off the ship as we're coasting, and I see the iceberg in the distance. You know what I'm saying? I'm abandoning ship now because the Bills aren't very good.
I feel like if we're going to use that analogy, like, you're on the ship, and like in the first 4 weeks, like, it was crystal clear water, and the next 2 weeks you got really close to an iceberg, and then this week you like turned away from it, but you're still like, we got too close to the last one. Yeah, I'm out. We got too close last time.
That's exactly it.
It's a game of odds.
I don't trust the captain. Okay, he showed that he's getting too close to icebergs. Josh Allen, my MVP pick. I'm starting to doubt it a little bit. If I were to choose, I would go away from the Bills for my Super Bowl pick, and I would lean heavy into the Cleveland Browns. You heard it here, fellas.
What?
I'm not doing
seriously?
That.
No. Okay.
I mean, even our podcast has standards. Like, come on.
You can't just say that. No one's picked the Steelers, so I'll take, if the question was, will you drop your Super Bowl pick and instead pick the Steelers, I will do that instead because I don't trust the Bills. Sorry, Bills. I'm off the bandwagon. Josh Allen is fine. Meh.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if this is even interesting discussion, but MVP, what do we think?
I think it's okay. Here's what I would say. What percentage, I was talking with my younger brother about this today. What percentage would you give it going to one of these three guys? Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. I feel like it's 95% chance it goes to one of those three at this point.
It's probably even higher, right? Like, who else? What other what names are you missing there?
So if Dalvin Cook can drag the hapless Minnesota Vikings to the playoffs,
get him.
I think he deserves all the awards.
Roast him.
Because that is a team. That is a team.
That's
no names and nobodies. You know, let me just say.
So the 2012, Christian Ponder and the Minnesota Vikings went to the playoffs. Because Adrian Peterson ran for 2,096 yards. So
that's a lot of yards.
Something like that. Something in that area. So I saw a stat on PFF, which is our sponsor, Pro Football Focus, that the last time someone's been – I don't remember. It was like an efficiency stat or something like that. And Dalvin Cook is like the last time someone's been as good as he has through nine games is Adrian Peterson in 2012. So it feels good. It's fun to watch like elite running backs. I mean, I'm sure you guys have watched Dalvin Cook more than just the Packers game for a little bit at least. And he's sick, man. So – but no, he won't be the MVP.
Okay. I was gonna give him a percent chance. I think there's like a non-zero, right? Am I right, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. A non-zero percent chance that he's the MVP. I'll take the non-zero there. I don't know if I'm using that phrase right, but I'm gonna keep saying it. So non-zero for me for MVP. Hey. But I think right now it is those three as the odds-on favorites for sure.
Yeah,
that year that he rushed for 2,097 yards, fact checked.
I said 97. That's very embarrassing.
You shorted him 3 feet.
1 yard away.
Shorted him 3 feet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bleep it. It's not worth it.
I'd like to formally apologize to the podcast, and maybe you know what I will.
Can we try to dub it where it's like 2,097? And we have like I say the word seven.
I like a woman's voice like seven and like very robotic.
How many pass? I was just curious because right, like I feel like some of the discussion around AP is that he doesn't really catch balls, right? Oh, do we bleep that?
Yep.
No.
Now we bleep it. That's on me.
Everyone's gonna think it was that's the S word, but it's very clearly just the word balls, which I can say because it's not.
I'm a child. But is that something I've heard? Is that he's not really a pass catcher, right? How many? Yeah,
Adrian Peterson.
How many passes do you think he caught the year that he went for 2,097 yards?
I think it was 2,096.
He caught 15 passes. 15.
Well, I'll take the over.
All right.
That's not fair. Me too. I'll also take the over. Okay, well, I said a number
how
that's
about
way too
16. Is that better, Josh? 16.
This isn't a game yet, Ice. Okay, go ahead, Jesse. Dallas is 36.
40 receptions. That feels like a lot.
It was
that
the
feels
over.
Like that's like three a game, two. Two and a half a game.
So is that closer to 16 or 15?
It's so far away at that point. It doesn't matter, you know.
One pass, Bill. Jim. Who's the guy? Price is Right. Drew.
Bob.
Not Bob anymore.
Oh, I guess not anymore.
R.I.P. Bob.
Is he dead? He's dead.
No, I don't know. We're sponsored by Bob Uecker. No, not Bob Uecker. Bob
Barker. Bob Barker. Bob Barker. All right, let's cut this whole thing. Let's cut the Josh.
So I would just like to say, if I could, Kai would flip if we didn't talk more about the Packers and how fun they are. The Packers are a lot of fun right now. Our offense is just off the charts. Aaron Rodgers is, I think, the favorite for MVP out of those three. Based on,
do you actually?
I think that. Yeah, I think.
Why don't we discuss that more?
I don't know. I'm discussing it right now. What do you want from me? I'm saying it. I'm saying the thing. The offense has been great. We've been missing Aaron Jones and Davante Adams throughout the season, and we just haven't slowed down. I mean, we've got playmakers on the defensive line who I think are still coming through. The Smith Bros. I mean, we're just playing great against all teams apart from the Buccaneers, and I'll take that.
Maybe and the Vikings, right? Or no? Yeah.
I was going to throw something out there about – have we podcast? Yeah, we did podcast since that game, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was not on that podcast, I don't think. So I have blinders on for that. I'm going to pretend it didn't happen. But anyway, the Packers are exciting. They're a lot of fun. And I think the Packers – I had to choose a new NFC team because I picked the Seahawks originally and – I would jump ship on the Seahawks as well. Now they actually did hit the iceberg. I would pick the Packers as the NFC favorite.
I listen, outside of the two games I'm not going to talk about, the Packers are doing amazing. So if we just ignore
two games, yeah,
they're
the
best
thing.
Team in the league. So there it is. Done deal.
Here's what I'll say about the Packers. I actually almost – I'm close to agreeing with you, Josh, that they're the favorite in the NFC. I don't know who – I mean, like, every team has flaws in the NFC, so who knows, right? But my thing is what I would be – where I'd be concerned if I were a Packers fan is that the Vikings beat the Packers by just running every play, just running and running and running, and that worked because we have a crazy running back and an okay defense and the wind and all that stuff. The Bucs beat the Packers in every other way, right? Like every other way that you could beat the team. So you almost can't just say like, oh, we only just have a bad run game, because whatever happened in the Bucs game is there. I don't know what it was, but you know, so that's where my concern would be. I actually still think that the Packers should be the favorite in the NFC, but that's where I would jump in there with, like, I don't know what happened there, but that's a little scary.
I would also say, like, another Packers fan, I would not put Aaron Rodgers as my MVP right now. I think I would go Mahomes 1, Wilson 2, Rodgers 3.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, whoa, hello. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, just like,
I didn't realize that was going to be as controversial.
Mahomes is like, I think, very equivalent to me of being LeBron, and I feel like if he doesn't get it, it's just like the same idea of like, well, yeah, obviously he's the best, but like, what's going on this year? And it's like, no, like, he's obviously the best. Like, just so, you know, his team is the best. His record is the best. His stats, I think, are the best. He's at 2,700 yards right now. Like, he's the best.
He's got one interception.
He's just the freaking best.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think – but I think if Russell Wilson wins it, I think it'll be like how Giannis had won the MVP within, like, 10 games last year. Like, the early season, like – that matters the most,
really?
Right? Because now we have this idea of where Russell Wilson is the best.
I was just
going to
say the exact opposite.
You know what I mean?
I was going to say I don't think the MVP's decided yet. I think that there will be one of those three guys who has another stretch, another three or four games that's kind of crazy. And I think that'll be who wins it, because I don't think we have the final verdict on that yet, obviously. One other question for you the NFC East. So NFC East, we've got the Giants at 2-7. We have the Cowboys at 2-7. We have the Washington football team at 2-6. And we have the Eagles at 3-4-1. So what do we do with the NFC East? Who's winning it? How many games is the winner of the NFC East going to win? Eagles right now have 3 wins. Everyone else has 2. What are we doing?
Can I start?
East?
Can I start?
Yeah, sure.
There's a not non-zero. There's a 0% chance I'm going to give any time to this. So I'm going to leave now, and when you guys are done with this, let me know, and I'll join in for the third segment. Goodbye.
I'm going to go on. I actually have an idea. So Jesse left, and I don't – I'm not going to say that that was unfair.
I think it's an interesting topic, but you know what? It's fine. I'm just saying things here, Jesse. You'll never listen to this. We can say whatever we want at this
point. Okay, here's where I'm at, and I don't remember how it used to be. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a year used to be – I think they were in the NFC. They used to be in a different division,
right?
Were they in the NFC East?
Yeah,
I was going to say that, but that doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know, but it happened.
They
were in the NFC North, yes.
Okay, so they've already bounced around once. Think of where Tampa Bay is. Where would you describe that as? You describe it as South. I agree. They're in the South right now. You'd also describe it as East, right? It's about as easterly as you can be.
I mean, it's more east than Dallas, that's for sure.
Right. Well, that's where I was going with this. So, Dallas is in the South, very central South, about as central as you can be. So, why don't we just flip them? That's what we're doing with the NFC East. That's my answer to your question. We switch. We trade the Bucks to the NFC East. We trade the Cowboys to the NFC South. And that makes a lot more geographical sense. And B, we save what is just just abhorrent. It's abhorrence for Lawrence.
I love it. I'm down with it, Roger Goodell. We know you're a listener. Let's flip the Bucks and the Cowboys, and we fix the NFL. All right, we're coming back with
easy. Yeah, Jesse missed out on us flipping the NFL, fixing the NFL. All right, we'll come back with an ad, and then
we got some trivia.
What do we got?
Jesse's got some trivia
cool,
for
right?
us. We'll be right back.
Uptown. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
I really don't think we're allowed to do this.
I don't think that counts.
I really don't think we're allowed to do this.
That terrible impersonation even counts.
I really...
Oh, is that Bruno Mars? I love Bruno.
All right, welcome to the first ever edition of Fantasy Fools. My segments have names. So, contestants, there are three of us here, including myself. Contestants are Isaac Johnson. Do you have anything to say? Where are you from, and how did you come to be part of this game show?
I'm from Minnesota, and I just found out that the NFC North used to be the NFC Central, but that still doesn't really explain why the Bucks were in it. All right, continue.
Other contestant, Joshua Olson. How did you come to be a part of this podcast, and what's your deepest fear?
Hey, I'm just here making sure that I get some cash for my many. I'll have to bleep that. And I just found out that Bob Barker is still alive, 96, and I don't know why he's not hosting Price is Right anymore. Glad to be here.
Weird deepest fear. All right, so here we are. So I have 10 questions for you. And how it will work, basically, is we will go back and forth. It is a more or less a guessing game, as last time. Ice is a seasoned veteran at this. I'll give you two things, and you just have to guess which one is right. All right? There are two over-under questions. I'll explain when we get there. Each of you will have your own opportunity to start. So, let's
warm up. Wait a second. Quick. Do we get points, and we bet points?
You start at zero. If you get a point, you may bet. So, each round... If you get the answer right, you get a point. If you have points going into it, you are allowed to bet them on and plus the point that you would get for getting the question right. So if you have 3 points and you bet 3 points and you get it right, you would be at 7 because it's 3 plus the 3 that you bet plus the one you get for getting it right.
I need more points talk. Tell me more about the points.
So the first question, I will go back and forth who I asked first. So why did we call it Fantasy Fools? These are all fantasy football-based questions entirely from guys not on a roster in our league. So I didn't want to do fantasy.
We're the fools, yes. We're always the fools, I see.
You know what they say. We're always the fools. Double appetizers, what we're doing with that joke. Okay, so.
I don't get it.
Double entendre, but I went with double appetizer, like an entendre or an appetizer.
Those aren't close enough.
So,
for me to understand the joke. Go on.
So the first question for you, again, so all these questions are based off our fantasy football league, which if you want a deep dive into the rules, we could do like a 19-page Twitter thing about it. Just let us know.
We've got we'll make a whole separate podcast based only on our fantasy football league and its rules, and it's going to be like 20 episodes long. Okay,
All you need to know, we're PPR and our defense makes no sense. I don't understand
episode
how our defense works.
Okay. How Matt Forte almost broke the league.
All right.
Okay, keep going.
This week, who is projected higher? Is it T.Y. Hilton at the Tennessee Titans, which is right
now? Oh, yeah.
Or Larry Fitzgerald at the Baltimore Ravens? Ice, you start. Who is projected higher this week, Larry Fitzgerald or T.Y. Hilton? Both of them, shockingly, not on the roster.
They dropped T.Y. Hilton. Awesome. Interesting.
Yes.
Ice is paying close attention to
I don't like T.Y. Hilton. He sucks. Who do the Cardinals play? Sorry, who do the Cardinals play?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, yeah, I'll go with T.Y. Hilton.
Josh, you can agree.
I'd like to bet 10 points on T.Y. Hilton, please.
That's not how this works. You each get 1 point. T.Y. Hilton is
projected
woohoo, cheer that. T.Y. Hilton is projected to get 9.9. Larry Fitzgerald is projected to get 9.0. It is a 1-1 tie going into round
two. I'm going to insert rounds of applause every time I get one of these right, just for the record. Yeah. I'm the producer.
All right. So now I have gone and looked for, sorry, Ice, some of the worst against rankings that there are. So now, Josh, you get a start. Who is worse against these people? Is it the Minnesota defense against kickers or the Titans against wide receivers? Who is worse ranking-wise?
Oh, wow. Like one first to 32nd. Okay, I get it.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Exactly.
This is insane because it doesn't matter what I know. about
welcome to the game.
Against kickers. I feel like I know the Titans are pretty rough against receivers. They got to be in the bottom third. So I'm gonna hope that the Vikings got some great special teams and go with the Titans against receivers.
So this actually is a good opportunity for me. I wanted to complain about this in the past, but I never did. There's a thing called field goal luck. Other teams' field goal luck, where you don't really control whether or not the opponent's kicker makes the field goal. Right? It just happens sometimes. The Vikings have been so screwed this year by that. And you guys remember in that first Packers game how you guys would like drive the field with ease, then you get within the 20-yard line and you just couldn't do anything? That's been happening all year. And so I'm going to go with the Vikings here. The Vikings played against Steven Gostkowski, who plays for the Titans now, who has been just terrible. And he made 6 field goals in one game, and they were a lot the of them game. Were beyond – yeah, so that sucked. And that I wanted to complain about it, but I didn't. So now I am. Go for it. Who is it?
The Titans are the 31st ranked defense against wide receivers.
Josh celebrated. Celebrated.
Uh-oh.
Minnesota's the worst against kickers. 32 of 32.
Let's go. I didn't bet my points like I meant to, though. So.
Just shoot. Minnesota, how do you feel about that, Ice? You guys are the worst against kickers in the whole league.
It's a combination of good red zone defense and bad field goal luck.
And bad regular defense. Like just a trench.
And that, right. Yes, definitely that.
All right. For this round, I apologize. Betting is not allowed because it is an over-under round. How this works, there are 2 over-under rounds. Each of you will switch roles. So, Ice, you're going to start. I'm going to give you the question. You're going to set the over-under. Josh will pick it. If Josh gets he gets the point. If Josh gets it wrong, you get the point. So your goal is to make it as hard as possible and give him a 50-50. Does that make sense?
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
First over-under for you, Ice. How many guys available in our league to pick up right now? So for the fans at home, we are a 12-team league.
We're doing it.
12-team, 2 QB, like 19 bench. We got a lot of players, okay? How many guys available in our league right now scored double digits last week?
Let's see here. Richie James scored 30-something points last week. I'm going to set the over-under at 9.
Hold on.
Does this count kickers?
It's everybody in our league. Everybody.
Can I change it?
Oh, you said a number. That's fine.
I already reacted
to your number. Go ahead. I'm allowing you to change it. I'm allowing you.
Okay, because I feel like at least like here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say 9. I was thinking position players. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about how many kickers I think there are. So I'm going to say 4. So I'm going to say 13.
I'm going to take the under on 13.
30.
Whoa!
30 players. In our league, scored double digits last week. All right, so first round over-under went terribly.
Holy cow. Oh, my God.
I literally thought, because I was setting it for myself, just in case. Mm-hmm, you know, I wanted to know what my breaking point was. I said I was going to go 4.5.
Josh.
That was my personal... I think I confused triple digits with double digits. I had this stuff way wrong.
Triple digits. There were a bunch of 100-point scorers this week.
You said 9. Josh goes, whoa, because you went way too high. You up it, and he still gets it wrong.
That's pretty good.
I saw 1 point, Tucker.
Ice, you're at 3. Josh, you're at 1. Again, you may bet the points. We're back to regular questions. So we start with Josh now. Who's better in their rankings? Is it Ice's boys, the Washington football team against wide receivers?
Let's go.
Or the Rams against wide receivers? Who's better?
Better. So first, I would just like to say apparently I'm awful at all things fantasy, which we're learning consistently throughout this and throughout the whole season.
The year,
this year has been a trying one. Here's what I know. And it's very little about this. I know that Washington has a good pass rush, which doesn't necessarily correlate to good against receivers. I know that the Rams have Aaron Donald. Those are the 2 things I know. With that information, I'm going to say that the Washington football team is better against receivers than the Rams.
Ice.
And I'm going to take the Rams. I was already going to take the Rams before you made that noise that maybe confirmed that you're going to that the Rams are right.
The Rams are number two in the league. The Washington football team is number one in the league against wide receivers.
Oh, that's there my team right there.
I'd like to bet all my points on the Washington football team.
You can't bet your points. Oh, my God. I'm surprised. I was like, this is going to be the easy money for Ice. I put his boys in there. You know, I figured he'd be like, yeah. So, like, after watching all the games, we're really good against wide receivers. You let me down.
Oh, I don't watch let the me Washington down. Football team. But, Josh, you could have been rooting for that number one defense against wide receivers, but you were playing. You were playing.
All right. Ice, you're gonna.
Oh, no,
start.
That was Kai.
Yeah, it was Kai. It was like, embarrassing.
Whatever.
You guys
Washington
were gonna go with it.
Team.
I appreciate that.
Well, no, I dropped their defense in fantasy on their bye week, and I shouldn't have done it because their defense has been good all year. Anyway,
against wide receivers. All right.
Yes.
Ice, you're up first. It is currently three Ice, two Josh. Points are bettable. Who has scored higher this season, Ice? In totality, both these men are now on waivers. Who has scored higher, Jimmy Garoppolo or Adrian Peterson?
I'm just going to take Jimmy Garoppolo without really thinking too hard about it. He's played fewer games, but he's a quarterback. So
okay.
I'm not going to wager my points. I'm taking this easy.
Josh?
I would like to wager 2 points, please.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wager those points and tell you with certainty it's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ooh, okay.
Josh takes the lead. Josh at 5, Ice at 4.
Yep.
All right.
Woo!
Jimmy Garoppolo is at 64.34. Adrian Peterson is at 63.9.
I knew it was that close. No.
I was like, whoa, with confidence?
Josh is so confident. He got it right.
I was like,
what
dude, it's 0.44 different. How deep are you scrolling in the waivers?
I knew that. I knew wow, that was lucky. All right, let's keep
all
it.
All right, Josh
have,
takes
Jesse?
The lead, 5-4. We are 5 through, 5 left. Halfway, Josh is up, 5-4. All right, Ice. Or wait, no, Josh starts, sorry.
Yep.
Right? Josh, higher average points this year, Frank Gore or Jordan Howard?
Here's what I know about my team, the Jets. They refuse to stop feeding Frank Gore. They will always give Frank Gore the ball. Who is the other player?
Jordan Howard.
All right. Jordan Howard has had like 3 1 touchdown games, which is going to bring up his average. I'm going to bet 5 points on the timeless wonder himself, Frank Gore.
Oh, I was going to pick Frank Gore too. All right. I'll bet all my points on Frank Gore too.
Wait, Josh, you bet all your points on Frank Gore?
Yes, all 5.
Wow.
I'm betting all 4.
Ice, you're at 9. Josh, you're at 11. Frank
Gore,
5.7. Jordan Howard, 5.6. So they were very close.
Jesse, do you see Jordan Howard's cumulative stats? I should have pulled them up while you were talking. They're hilarious.
No, I do not.
Like,
I do not.
It's like 14 rushes for 22 yards, 4 touchdowns or something like that.
It's even better. Yeah. It's 28 carries, 33 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
Good God. All right. We are into our next over-under here. So who picked
I get
Ice
to
picked?
Set it. Perfect.
Yep. All right. Josh, what is, of everybody remaining, all positions, everybody, the highest roster percentage in ESPN leagues that is still available in our league? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. I'm setting the percentage that Ice has to choose over under. So we already know T.Y. Hilton's on waivers. I wonder how many people have given up on T.Y. Hilton. That's an interesting one. If I were to say he is the highest owned, or maybe some random kicker, maybe there's a kicker that we're just not like interested in, or a defense. Man, there's so many options. I'm going to set the over under at 62%.
Can I gamble? Can I wager my points on
you
this?
You cannot.
Too,
nope, because we didn't let him gamble for all yours. Right. So it's just 1 point. So
thank
one point
God for that. Honestly,
I'm going to wager nine. I'm going to wager all 9 points on the over.
You get 1 point for the over. It was.
I got 9 points. I'm letting 19 even. Let's go.
You're at 10 if you try to keep this up, I'll dock a point. So the highest roster percentage in our league is Harrison Butker, 89.4%. Not currently owned in our league. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's on a bye week, right?
Yeah, yeah. So T.Y. Hilton was 50.5%, Josh. So, okay. Not far off.
My over-under was reasonable for that, but not for the actual answer. So, all right. Okay, that's good to know.
For this one, it is you two have to, whoever gets closest to this number, I'm not giving you two things, whoever gets closest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You can, so, but then the issue is, so again, I'm going to make it a three-pointer.
Can we message you?
It's a three, privately?
Yeah.
Sure. You can wager your points and then message me. I will allow you to wager your points. You have to message me so the other person does not hear, though, okay? What is the highest positional ranking anywhere left on our waivers? Closer person gets it. Does that make sense? So...
yeah.
So the highest positional ranking currently left on the waivers. If you want to bet,
it's
you can
definitely
say
18. If you want to bet, that's not my guess. I'm going to put it on the chat.
If you want to bet points, you can do that publicly, but your guesses must be private.
Okay. I'm going to bet 0 points. I'm messaging you the number.
I'm going to bet three.
As we have learned in this, I'm atrocious at all the things where I have to come up with an answer. So I'm just assuming that I'm going to be really, really far off. Okay.
I bet 3 points, the max bet.
Okay. Josh is wagering.
What are you eating? That sounds so disgusting.
Sorry. Forgot there's a microphone next to my mouth. Yeah, it's on me. Do I spit it out? Or do I finish it off? It's a now and later. It's so good.
Well, you can finish it later.
It off.
Yeah, you ate it.
No, I
want to
hear
now.
It.
Finish it later.
It now.
We're almost done.
No, finish
we're
it
almost
now.
Done. We're chewing through last bit.
Save the other one for after.
All right. So, Josh bets 0 points on it being fifth. Ice bets 3 points.
3 points.
On it being third.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it fourth?
Ice wins.
Oh, man.
Ice is at 14.
Is it a kicker or
Josh
defense?
Is at 11.
Defense, right? Defense.
I was going to say Butker.
This is slightly a trick question because the number one positional ranking left is the only man in the league who plays D-tackle / running back, Patrick Ricard, who is the number one at his position, yes. Because apparently
that's not reasonable. What about outside of that guy?
That was awful.
Outside of that guy, it's sixth. So Josh would have won outside of that guy.
Yeah, I'm taking my point.
You,
that's ridiculous.
Are you faulting the only defensive tackle / running back in the game? He's available to be picked up.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I tried to click and none of his stats will pop up. I don't know who he is, but he's the number one at what he does. And that's all that matters.
I win on a glitch. I won that one on a glitch.
I have 12 points now. I have 12 points. I refuse to concede, just for the
As
record.
Josh's opponent, I allow that.
I'll give him a 12 point.
I allow it.
All right. So we have two left. Okay?
Okay.
For this one, I am going to give you three backup quarterbacks, and you need to tell me who has scored the medium of them. First, second, third. Okay. Does that make sense? Yep. Your quarterbacks available to you to pick are Mason Rudolph, Geno Smith, and Blaine Gabbert. Who's in the middle?
Wait, did you just have someone whisper you the answer, Ice? What was that?
No. I was thinking.
What did you think in that voice?
Mason Rudolph, Geno Smith.
No, you did a possess the
Mason Rudolph.
You've got Voldemort sticking out the back of your head, like whispering you stuff.
choose Mason.
Okay, who is the third one? Geno Smith, Mason Rudolph, and
Blaine Gabbert.
All right, points are available for betting 12 to 14. Josh to Ice. Josh, you're first.
Okay,
I'm gonna bet them all.
I'm gonna rationalize it. I'm betting 12 points.
Well, I was going to bet them all too.
Blaine Gabbert rushed for a touchdown in a game. I know that for certainty. So I feel like he's the clear-cut number one. So then it comes down to Mason Rudolph versus Geno Smith. I know Mason Rudolph played a game. He played in a game, and I don't know if Geno Smith did. So I'm going to follow creepy voice Voldemort, and I'm going to go with Mason Rudolph.
I need to choose your. I need to choose my own advice too. Like I can't go against this guy. He's got a gun to my head. So.
Listen to his voice. This guy's terrifying. Yeah,
he's really serious about Mason Rudolph. So he's also furious that I let you guys hear that he's here. So, I didn't know that Blaine Gabbert rushed for a touchdown. So thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
But that seems like a very relevant information. So. Because Josh also chose Mason Rudolph. I did know that he got into a game. He was going to be my number one. I also knew that Blaine Gabbert got into a game at some point. But I don't think Geno Smith did. So I'm also going to gamble all my points on Mason Rudolph because I have no choice here.
Blaine Gabbert did not rush for a touchdown.
He was going to be my pick.
But the funny thing
is, Josh, the funny thing is Mason Rudolph's the right answer.
Yeah. What?
You convinced Ice to the right answer, but he's just lying to
Let's
him.
Let's go. Honestly, in my life, most of the time I get the right answer, someone's lying to me. So I'm okay with this.
The reason I did this is because Mason Rudolph has the lowest total fantasy points of anyone in our league at 0.06 points. He has scored 0.06 points this year. Blaine Gabbert scored 0.1, which I don't think was for a rushing touchdown. And Geno Smith has not entered a game. He is at zero.
No way. Is Blaine Gabbert the backup for in Kansas City?
Tampa Bay.
For sure. Who's that?
Tampa Bay. Blaine Gabbert's the Tampa Bay.
Who's that? No, Chad Henne.
Oh, Chad Henne. I thought it was Chad Henne. That's my fault. Another weird old white quarterback. Okay, anyway.
So Ice has the lead through Josh's coherence, I guess, and
I like it.
So this is actually
I can't get over that. That was hilarious.
That was actually Josh whispering into my ears.
So
I have 24. Yeah.
A final Jeopardy question. So you again will send me your answers through a chat. You may bet your points through a chat. Here is your prompt. You will name me a non-injured player available on waivers. The non-injury is to avoid Dak Prescott. A non-injured player available on waivers who has not been mentioned tonight. Whoever has the higher total points for this season with the player they submit wins. If your player is not available on waivers, you get a zero. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's say that whole thing.
Yep. I would say...
No, I heard it. I got it. The guy who has the most points for...
Yes, and I do non-injury right because I don't want you to just mention. Say Dak Prescott. Yeah, because obviously Dak's in there and like there's a couple other dudes who have been dropped. So obviously not like the dudes who are dropped who are really good. Someone who is available, who is healthy, or has played. I'm not going to make questionable tags like unhealthy. That makes sense.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Who is unmentioned.
Okay.
Your wagers must be...
That's
your
tough.
Wagers and your... guesses must be made through the chat, please, and I will then read them off, and we will have our winner. So now it's a blind wager. No longer can Ice try to coerce Kai into his wager system. We are blind wagering.
So, I'm wagering all my points.
So might I say, just for the record, I remember last week's competition. I think the final score was like 2-3 or something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I have 24 points and Ice has like 28. So mm-hmm. we're really doing stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for real.
24, 29.
Luckily, I won't tell you what I'm
wagering.
I told Jesse already.
Submit.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. This is tough.
I'm really freaking out about this.
This could be fun.
I
know. I feel dumb.
I haven't sent anything yet. Give me like 10 more seconds.
I got to think. It's probably T.Y. Hilton.
We already mentioned him tonight. Man, this is awful. I can't think of anyone that's on waivers, which is probably not a good time for me.
I'm in the same boat.
It is someone just kind of at that point, just guess a dude you think isn't picked up on a team, right? Just think of a dude who plays a position who's bad. See, and that's why I asked the question. Is the goal is to pick the best worst guy left, which is a very interesting oxymoron to work through.
This is hard.
I'm gonna pick up whoever we start.
I don't know if he's. Oh man, if he's owned, we have owned so many players.
In 30 seconds, you both lose.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
What's the name? What's the name of that D tackle that you were mentioning?
Ricard. I don't know anyone. I'm pulled up. Barry Ricard, something like that.
All right. I sent it.
I sent it as well. I'm there. I'm not sure. I'm really nervous. I'm sweaty.
All right. I found one of the players. Let me look up the other here. Don't read into that.
Mine's the most likely to be on a team, I bet. He might be owned.
Oh, mine's not. I'm pretty confident mine's not on a team. But I guess
I went for a guy I know has scored, but he might be on a team. He might be owned.
Ice submitted all of his points for Joey Sly, the Carolina kicker, at 73 fantasy points. Josh, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
Josh submitted 24 of his 25 points for...
25? Whoa, okay.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you left yourself one because you lost. You submitted Zach. Zach Pascal is picked up in our league. So that's a zero for you. Zach Pascal is currently owned by Peggy, P-G-O-H. Is that who Peggy is?
Yeah. Oh my god. How many points does Zach Pascal have though? How many points does he have?
66, so you still lost in that category.
Oh,
as well.
So I still won. I played that about as safe as you
just went
play.
With a kicker. I like the strategy. So Ice, that puts you at 59 points. Josh, you had one.
Not a good showing.
I just want 59 to 1.
When we do this whole game and all you guys do is bet all your points at the end, it really sways things.
Oh my god. Okay, so now I'm curious. So now I'm looking at it. I almost picked Michael Gallup, who would have been a great pick. He's at 81 points. But Josh, there's a really obvious one who was like a top quarterback until a couple weeks ago that we didn't pick, who didn't get injured, but he got benched because of a young guy.
Until a couple weeks ago? Oh, yeah. Ryan Fitzmagic. That's awful. That's a stupid
Oh, my
stupid
God.
Pick.
I can't believe we didn't pick him. Why didn't we pick him?
I spent so long trying to decide if I sent Harrison Butker, if he deleted or not, because we mentioned him already, and he probably would have. And I was just, that's all I could think was Harrison Butker, the butt man, you know?
The butt man.
It was just.
That was fun,
and I lost 59-1. That was atrocious showing by me.
I picked the top kicker, just so we're clear. I'm a kicker god.
I will be doing a by hand recount, and I will submit it on our Twitter poll later.
Jesse, stick to sports.
God, great point. I'm sorry, everybody. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
And remember.
Thanks
Keep
for joining
your
us.
Your bows and arrows, because we are the three of us, archers of the north.
And Kai is
all
too.
Three,
all
everyone
three of
here.
Us. You know.